There was a time in American history when the best way to take in a movie was your local drive-in, whether you piled the entire family into the Bel Air or saw a double feature on your first date with that special someone. Seeing a movie under the stars was a special experience.
These days, though, drive-ins are getting few and far between. Many have gone out of business, and in Wisconsin, we're about to lose one of our few remaining drive-ins. Last month, the owners of the Kino Drive-In in Pleasant Prairie announced they'll be closing for good after 66 years of operation. And that got us wondering, how are Wisconsin's remaining drive-in theaters doing, and what does their future look like as Americans' movie-going habits continue to change?
Joining us now to discuss these issues is Charles Bruss. He's a Wisconsin drive-in historian. He's the writer and director of the new documentary, 41 Twin Outdoor Theater, Starry Skies and Silver Screen Memories. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So after decades of operation, the Kino Drive-In is calling it quits. According to their Facebook page, this coming weekend is going to be their last. What do you think did the Kino in?
Well, 35mm film has always been the standard for showing movies in theaters. And over the past 10 to 12 years, digital has become increasingly the way that movie companies are going. An average 35mm print to show in a theater is around $3,000 to $5,000 a copy. So when you times that by 3,000 to 4,000 theaters, you can see how much that is. Digital, I've heard that they can either do it with a satellite download, or it's basically an encrypted disc, you know, a regular digital CD disc, and $5, you know, so. It's all about cost for the film companies. So they basically warned all theaters, you know, 10, 12 years ago that this is coming and you need to switch your projectors to digital projection or you won't get film. So a lot of theaters, indoors and drive-ins, over the course of, you know, the past 10, 12 years have been slowly changing to the new format at a cost of about anywhere from $75,000 to $80,000 per projector. So if you have multiple screens, you can see how costly you can get. And for drive-in theaters, the projection booths, you know, a lot of them are like standalone little buildings in the middle of the field. Well, they also need to be heated, air-conditioned, sealed up completely because all the electronics that go with digital projectors are very sensitive to those kind of changes. So, you know, for, you know, drive-in, they'll have to spend at least another $5,000 just to get their booth up to speed, too. So it's a major cost, especially for drive-ins. And the Kino apparently has decided not to do it, and this is most likely going to be their last season.
Well, Charles, you're someone who loves drive-in theaters. What sorts of emotions are you going through when one like this closes down?
Oh, well, with the 41 Twin, that one closed in 2001. I got to work there the last 2 years it was open, and I got to see a drive-in from the inside out, not just as a patron. And so, you know, for me, you get a little more emotionally attached to the property. Each drive-in seems to have its own personality, if you will. It's the way it looks, feels. You know, memories are made there. You know, maybe you go there as a kid and you grew up watching all the movies and, you got your fond family memories. And, you know, basically now when the drive-in gets torn down, it's kind of like part of you gets ripped away, and it's sad. You know, it's sad that a drive-in has to get torn down all the way, you know, to make way for quote-unquote progress, just like we need another housing development or another office building, you know. But, you know, to me, it's just history. They've been around for so long, and they've shown so much film history of different genres. It's just sad to see it go.
So what is it about the experience of seeing a movie at a drive-in theater that makes it special?
Well, you know, indoor theaters, you know, here's your start time, you know, whether it be 7 o'clock, and you get in there, hour and a half later, it's like, get out, you know. Drive-ins, it's an experience. You can get there, at, you know, when the gates open at 7. The movie usually doesn't start for a good 2 hours. A lot of people bring their ball and glove and frisbees and play in the front of the screens, and a lot of drive-ins, you know, in the States still have playground equipment, so you get to come out and let the kids run around and burn off their extra energy. And the food at the drive-ins, most of them are very, very good. with their selections. And, you know, and then of course you get two movies for the price of one. You know, indoor theaters, it's $10 one movie. And in a lot of drive-ins still have like 12 and under free or 10 and under free. So it's more almost more economical for a family to go to the drive-in as opposed to going to an indoor theater.
And so we're losing the Kino, it looks like. How would you say the rest of the drive-in theaters are doing in Wisconsin, those that we have left?
They're all doing, from what I've heard, pretty good. The only one that hasn't converted to digital is the Twilight Outdoor in Chilton, Wisconsin. Although I was told 2 years ago that when I talked to the owners that, oh, yeah, we'll switch, no problem. They haven't switched yet, as the last I've heard. But if they said they're going to do it, I would assume they're going to do it. And one of the other drive-ins that I was worried about was the Stardust drive-in up in Shatek. The owner had socked away a lot of money 2 years ago, and he had a very bad spring, and he had to burn through a bunch of the money he had saved up for the projectors. But he switched one of the screens. He has a two-screen drive-in, so one of the screens went digital this year. So at least that ensures that he'll be able to get, you know, movies for next year. Because it's just really getting hard for, like, and I've seen the Kino this year really struggling to get the movies that they want to get because they're just not making as many prints. So you basically have to wait, or they're just not making 35 millimeter prints at all. And then you're kind of shut out of the really big movies.
Do we moviegoers still want the drive-in theater option, or are we, you know, we've got so much home entertainment and then there's still the indoor theaters, maybe we don't miss them so much?
I think it's the opposite of that. I think, you know, back in the 80s, you know, the drive-ins really took a hit. Their numbers, you know, went down by well over 1,000 in numbers over the course of that decade, partially because of real estate values and then people's changing views on, well, now we got cable TV, we got VCRs, we can stay home, and that was the case. But nowadays, I think families have really found the drive-in again and the experience of getting together as a family and going to the movies, getting out of the house. So I think the popularity of the drive-in has actually come back a lot. In Wisconsin alone, we've seen drive-ins actually get built in this state. The Twilight Outdoor in Chilton was actually built on a Walmart property. The Walmart moved to a different area in town, and the drive-in was built on the parking lot of the Walmart. And usually it's the other way around. Walmarts are tearing down drive-ins because they're cheap land. And the popularity has come back. I've seen a lot of people commenting on the closing of the Kino and how much they're going to miss it. And I think it's kind of a tragedy for the community to lose such a piece of history. But, you know, you never know. I guess until they actually come in with bulldozers to tear it down, there's always hope that it'll come back, you know, hopefully.
Now, it's getting easier these days to have a really good movie-watching experience at home. You can have your surround sound, your comfy sofa, lots of movies on demand. But it also, in a way, it sort of homogenizes the movie-making experience. Do you think that maybe the fact that we can watch movies like that at home could actually help drive-in theaters?
Well, you know, as far as sound and stuff goes, I mean, the audio for the movies comes over your car speaker or your stereo in your car now. So most people have, you know, almost Dolby sound in their car with, you know, kicking bass systems and all that kind of stuff. So it's almost like being in at an indoor theater with the great sound. So I just think that the drive-in experience, you just can't beat it. People can, you know, say they want to sit home and watch movies in the comfort of their own living room. Well, and I say get out and enjoy the outdoors. You know, you just can't beat that experience.
Charles, I got to ask, what's the last movie you've seen in a drive-in most recently?
Oh, I was up at the Kino last weekend. Saw the original, well, not the original, but the remake of Halloween, the Rob Zombie version, which actually for a remake wasn't too bad. And then they showed Scary Movie 4 and Scream 4. Now, all those movies have been out for a while, and that's one reason why they were able to get prints, because, you know, the prints are still available. But, you know, it was Halloween weekend, and they went with three horror movies.
It's a great Halloween experience, Charles. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
That's Charles Bruss. He's a Wisconsin drive-in historian, and he's the writer and director of the new documentary 41 Twin Outdoor Theater, Starry Skies, and Silver Screen Memories.